Julia Reed reports on politics, life, and food for Vogue, Newsweek, and other outlets. She's a writer in the Southern tradition. That is, facts turn into side trips, and those side trips turn into stories about people and places, like the one that she did for Garden and Gun on Chicago. It's called Chicago Southern Soul. Julia Reed, it's been far too long. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be back.
So what's your connection to Chicago?
Well, I grew up in the Mississippi Delta, which has long had a relationship with Chicago. You know, there have been a couple of books written about what is known as the Great Migration, where a huge chunk of the African-American community started going north toward Chicago as early as the 20s, and it kept going throughout the 50s, especially after the cotton picker was mechanized and they went in the beginning, obviously, to have a better life, to have more rights and also to make a living for their families. You know, in Mississippi, the majority of the population, in Mississippi Delta, that is, the majority of the population is African-American. And so, you know, we have a rich history there. So it's sort of like that community, a large part of it transplanted itself in Chicago. So there's always been this sort of, I don't know, connection that even the mm-hmm. white folks in the state feel.
Is there a Southern food contingent there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, first of all, obviously, all those folks in Mississippi still wanted to eat the good food that they left behind. That's one of the things that they didn't want to leave behind. So you've got a lot of soul food restaurants that have been there for generations and generations. There's a place called MacArthur's that President Obama mentioned in his book, The Audacity of Hope. He is said by the folks at MacArthur's to favor the turkey leg, but it's an old-fashioned place like the kind of place I grew up eating lunch at, which is to say, some people call them a meat and three place, but I call it a plate lunch restaurant where there's a different plate lunch every day. Might be a smothered pork chop, it might be a turkey leg, it might be fried chicken, or it might be, you know, baked chicken
right,
or fried
right.
catfish, always with some greens and some black-eyed peas, some corn, some mashed potatoes, some rice, you mix and match. So those places are still alive and well. And now, of course, you know, Southern food is kind of the toast of every town these days, and Chicago's no different. I mean, there's a place called The Southern, and its slogan is kick-ass bar and comfort food. And, you know, it's got a lot of bourbons on the bar, but they also have fried green tomatoes and, you know, shrimp and grits and slow-cooked pork shanks and stuff like that. That chef, the guy from there, is a really great chef named Kerry Taylor. He's from Georgia. And then one of my favorite places in the whole town is called Urban Belly. That is a Korean chef who worked first in Atlanta, then came back and trained with Charlie Trotter.
Uh-huh.
But it's great. You know, it's got everything from sort of Chinese dumplings to the best kimchi you've ever tasted and a whole lot of pork, obviously. I mean, I think the one thing that unites it, you know, whether it's Mississippi Delta soul food or, you know, Korean noodle house,
right.
pork is the thing.
Yeah, and what is the old saying? Chicago was the hog butcher to the world?
Yeah, and that's why Chicago hot dogs are so famous. I mean, I don't know what it is. It's a weird combination, and nobody can explain to me how the Chicago dog came into being, but it's not a Chicago dog unless it has a sport pepper on there, which is kind of like a pickled hot pepper. This hideously, I mean, just terrifying-looking electric green relish, a dill pickle spear, chopped tomato, which I would never think about putting on a hot dog, onions and mustard, and that is a Chicago dog. And for some reason, it all works together, and it's like one of the great things ever in the history of mankind.
And it doesn't taste the same no matter, unless you eat it in Chicago, right?
It does not. You can't, I don't think that it's genetically impossible for chefs to produce outside of there. One of the best hot dogs, though, here again, I mean, it's a great, I mean, Chicago is this sort of uber-American town, you know, it's like this great melting pot. It was reborn literally after the fire, you know, burn it to the ground.
Right.
It was built by robber barons and meat packers and, you know, it's sort of the epitome of the American dream in a lot of ways. Certainly all the immigrants that came there, whether they were, you know, made a short trip from the Mississippi Delta or a long trip from Poland, felt that was where they were going to have a better life. And it feels that way. It just feels so sort of great and American. Bill Kim, who owns the Urban Belly, also has a restaurant called Belly Shack, and his wife is Puerto Rican, so it's like Korean, Puerto Rican, and, of course, they have a hot dog with all the stuff I just said on there, along with some, like, noodles and some kimchi salsa. I mean, don't ask me why, but it works.
Julia, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Julia Reed's article, Chicago's Southern Soul, appeared in Garden and Gun magazine. Her latest book is But Mama Always Put Vodka in Her Sangria.